You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, first off, they like the NBA Cup. Second of all, I got a few people going, oh, just watch your football. Just watch your our buddy Colin, who's been a listener for a long time. You'll be locked in on Raiders Jags. I went, that's a terrible example because the Browns have the Jags pick in the first round. So you got to find another game. That's a bad one. Oh, you just love the NFL product more. I go, I don't love the NFL product more. I'm a football guy, guilty as charged, but I love the NBA, and I've said it a million times over where, hey man, like after the draft, we need to gear down. I got to gear down. I got to watch NASCAR. I got to watch baseball. I got to watch basketball. Tennis, you're just never going to get me. I'm sorry. I had to do a football coaches meeting, and I had to do my defensive spiel to the younger guys who were coming up through the system. I didn't tell Owen about this. We're at the bar yesterday evening. I'm sitting there before
little kids to the bar.
No. This was the coaches. These were the adults, okay. The dads. And I wanted to text you because I'm sitting there watching the Indiana Fever and Golden State Valkyrie yesterday, and enjoyed the I watched basically the whole game because it was. I don't know if it was a rebroadcast, but it was before the Guardians, and then they put the Guardians right up next to it. So I was watching both things at once before I went into my defensive spiel, which the Fever got boat raced. And I have a theory about Caitlin Clark later on in the show. And it has nothing to do with coming to Cleveland to play for Cleveland's team.
Love a good Caitlin Clark
theory. Has a little bit to do with coming to Cleveland and play for Cleveland's team. But I have a little bit of a Caitlin Clark theory coming up later on. But yeah, I'm a sports guy. I like many sports. But yes, I'm a football guy. I love football. I love the intricacies of it. But damn it, I'm not going to sit there and be put into a stereotype over something that I think, at best, is a cheap gimmick and beneath a league like the NBA. There's no payoff for it. Only the first few games count in the standings. You play the championship game, that doesn't count in the standings. You have no reward for your fan base at the end of it. Now, I believe there's been a little bit of an uptick in the ratings. And I wonder, and I think the NBA will say, well, actually, you see the beginning of the NBA Cup and the ratings carry over for the rest of the year the way they didn't before. Well, yeah, but you said that there's tricks that are put in there because the more we do streaming television and live sports, there's a different way that they do those thoughts of their ratings. The percentages of the ratings that seem to, well, we have a record number of viewers here. Well, they're doing it different now. So there's a lot of records being shattered in live sports. So I got to kind of side-eye the ratings after the NBA Cup, and I'm like, this is such a terrible gimmick for such a great league. I don't need this. Fans don't need this.
So then what do fans need? Because every year all people tell me is a regular season has gotten to be such a bore in the NBA.
I don't tell you.
Is that not the overwhelming criticism of the NBA regular season?
Yeah, people saying they have about to that, they'll bitch shorten about the league. I just think that people in so many ways are bitching to bitch. What I don't like about this is that if you're going to have a podium and you're going to have a trophy and you're going to drop confetti in Las Vegas, it should stand for something for your fans. for your general fans.
So you'd be into the, what you're saying, so this kind of surprises me then, you'd be into this in-season tournament if there would be an actual incentive, an actual reward when you win.
But
the in-season tournament.
It's faulty logic because I don't know a right way to do it where you give an actual incentive because you've brought up the season imbalance where, hey, if you give them the automatic number one seed, what happens if you have injuries in the second half? Now you've thrown off the balance of the actual postseason.
Right, which is what the NBA people have talked about. I still think there's got to be something in the middle. There's got to be something that is tangible that you get when you win this in-season tournament. Now, I got into it a little bit with Owen off the air before the show because I gave the NBA credit for trying. I will never blame any of these leagues for at least trying something.
What are they trying?
Well, they're trying to make something in the regular season, much like what I guess soccer has done this successfully over the years.
But they're taking games that were going to be played anyway and going, oh, we've repackaged it. It's a different deal now. No, it's the same games.
Yeah, so the one thing they've done...
They just gave you a different color court.
The court, right? They've done the court. And I will say this, like, people have wondered, well, is anybody actually going to try to win these games? There's been no load management in this tournament. The good players have played. So that is a start, right? Like, you if you're paying for tickets to one of these games, you don't want the players to just go through the motions and act like they don't care. I will say I've watched these games. They look like playoff games. They do look like different games. And I'm not talking just the core to the uniforms. Like, the players playing in the games have definitely gone out of their way because there has been a pressure, I think, from the commissioner and the TV partners.
So now the Cleveland Toronto game is now a premium game for me to try to go to.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Wasn't gonna be.
I'm gonna let you guys have this out because I see Owen's getting really angry over there, and I like this. Can I just throw in
the
one thing?
Just don't understand.
One of the arguments that we're given about it is like these players don't care about money. Well, we had George Niang on, and he absolutely cared about the money. I mean, an extra $500,000 or whatever it is makes a world of difference.
Well, it used to be Sam Merrill didn't, but now Sam Merrill doesn't.
Yeah, right.
But
he got his contract.
But it's great because I think there is a... I think that there's a reliance on one another, and I think there's a responsibility. Like, okay, Devin Booker's going to make $73 million, but he has a responsibility to try his ass off in the NBA in the in-season tournament to help out his teammates that ain't going to be making $73 million this year. So I think that the thought of, hey, these are a bunch of NBA guys who just light their cigars with $100 bills, I think that actually that argument backfired. Considering we asked an actual NBA player, he's like, no, that matters. That money matters, and we want to play for that money. So I like that. But going back between you two, you guys go right on ahead. I enjoy watching
too.
That.
Owen, I wish baseball would try something like this because, let's be honest, baseball is the one sport where we only watch our own team. I think it would be cool for baseball to try to embrace some sort of tournament because...
The World Baseball Classic.
You know what? Honestly, that did get people excited. Now it's not internal.
It's
with
where
just
you
Major
read,
League Baseball.
You're not playing on. It's not the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I'm all for them trying something. To your credit, I will say. I mean, it's not working. Like Owen, you're a casual NBA fan who's into
I'm
the Cavs.
I'm a Cavs fan,
and you're not into this at all.
I don't
all.
Care about the rest.
You're making fun of it. And I think most people are in your corner. Most people are watching this and going, who cares?
Every interaction that I have with like-minded Cavs fans is on Twitter, you know, kind of mocking what is going on with this. You know, we won another big in-season tournament game presented by Emirates or whatever it is. But I don't know that trying to get me to believe that they're playing harder in this game is worth me paying attention anymore, especially to other teams in December. Like, I do not care about the Thunder in December.
But see, you definitely didn't care before anyway, right? So the NBA is trying to get you to care.
Yeah.
It just
They're
hasn't.
Failing.
It just hasn't worked. But again, I will repeat, I love that leagues are thinking outside the box a little bit and trying to, you know, like the NFL will never have to worry about this. I mean, the NFL has people on the edge of their seat for the Jacksonville Raiders game.
Because
no matter what people like me say, I'm like, this is terrible football. Why do you care?
It does nothing
people
for
do.
The team that I care about. Football. It does something for the players monetarily. I don't care. We just spent a segment. We don't care about
so
their
what
money,
could they
right?
Do? So is there something they could do?
Yeah, there has to be something that affects your playoff, your actual NBA playoff seeding, or, you know, maybe you get to, even if you're the lower seed, maybe you're the eighth seed, but you get to host, you know.
Yeah, what if it guaranteed you home court advantage
throughout?
Well, man, throughout. Boy, that,
if it's throughout, I mean,
that's got to be a worthwhile thing, man.
Now we're gunslinging, and I'm down there and making sure that everybody's good to go for the evening.
Yeah, so not only are you guaranteed a playoff spot, you're guaranteed home court advantage no matter what throughout the entirety of the game.
Yes, could it guarantee that we get two wins in the second round of the NBA playoffs?
Because there's a lot of guys who are like BP and Pepper Pike, they're basketball guys, right? That's the Ken in Brooklyn, basketball guy. They're going to be interested in the NBA in-season tournament, the NBA Cup. They're going to be interested in that. But Owen and Avon Lake, like, you got to give him something as an incentive to react as a fan.
Well, and not only for my team, but to actively root against other teams, right?
Yes.
Because I have no reason
absolutely
to care.
Thank you.
That, you know, the Knicks, wherever they finish in it, I don't care. But I will absolutely care if the Hawks, who have made moves this offseason, now also have home court advantage,
mm-hmm.
potentially against me, or potentially for the whole NBA run.
You got to figure out what the backside of that is, the backslide of that is, if there's injuries or something like that in the second half. Like, how does that throw off the imbalance or the balance of the postseason? Like, if you just give them the number one seed, yeah, I would say that they would throw off a balance of the postseason. But if you do home court advantage throughout, it's like, all right, yeah, you got to take this team, and you're going to have to go on the road to do it because they earned it through the NBA Cup, which that, to me, that may work. Because everything else, like the money, it works for them, but you notice it doesn't work for the All-Star game because those guys have made it, and they don't really care. But for the other guys, yes, that works. There's a lot of things that I see that could happen. If you just offered something for the fan, I'd be much more open to all this stuff. I don't like the courts the way some people do. That's fine. No big deal. There are a few that are kind of cool, but I'm not as into the courts as other people. It's just like, man, if you just offered something for the general fan, for John Q taxpayer Cavs fan, I'm like, man, you'd be going a lot further.
So, just one final thing for me. Why is it that this has been so successful in soccer? Their FA Cup, they've done it for 150 years.
Well, they don't have a playoff.
They've done it
either,
for 150
right?
years.
Right, they do not have a playoff.
They don't have an actual playoff, so this kind of serves as a pseudo playoff.
But you just said it. They've done it for 150 years. I've seen basketball work for my entire life, and now you're throwing in this new thing, and you're not giving me an incentive for it.
So are you telling me, though, that the 153-year thing, are you telling me that 30 years from now, if they keep up the in-season tournament, it will just become part of tradition, and younger fans will have grown up with it?
My son will care about it.
So maybe they're banking on that.
Maybe they are.
Maybe it's not for us. Maybe it's something that younger fans could.
Anthony,
I'm just saying hypothetically.
That doesn't satisfy me.
No.
I want for Owen. I don't care about Owen's grandkids.
We'll be buried with one of the cups, the in-season tournament cups.
Coming up at 8:22
this morning. Your burial will be presented by
Emirates.
Coming up, take it with you to the afterlife.
8:22, Mary-Kate Cabot going to join us on the show. Coming up in 5 minutes. 7:22, my friend. What legacy means to one of the all-time great Cleveland athletes? And quote, I just want one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want just one, quote unquote. Lima, you, I got into it with you yesterday about this. I'm not going to fight you. All right? Back to Mike. Well, we'll see if I fight you. But I want to ask you a question because you had asked, do you want to be the White Sox or do you want to be the Guardians? Which one do you want to be? And I went, do you really want to ask that question? Because I think you're going to hate the answer. But I want to hear you ask that question to everybody else. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because it came up, people were talking about, well, the White Sox went out and won a World Series. The Royals went out and won a World Series. So that's all we want. We're baseball fans. We're sports fans at heart. A championship, I just want to win one before we die, right? I hear so many people tell me that.
Yeah.
And so then I turn around and I say, okay, so what would bring you more joy or happiness over the last, what year did the White Sox win the World Series? 2005. It's been 20 years. And obviously we know the White Sox, what they've been over the last 20 years and what the Guardians have been over the last 20 years. And which would you have rather been over the last 20 years?
You didn't mention a White Sox fan
or a Guardians/Indians fan?
They're actually celebrating that World Series this weekend over there against the Guardians of all people.
No kidding. It's a perfect time to ask the Summer Hack Topic Series question.
Over the last 20 years, you're saying, which one would you rather be? Would you rather be the White Sox or Guardians? All right.
You'd have your World Series that you can die with. Speaking of taking things into the afterlife, you have your in-season tournament cup, and you also have your World Series.
I think the line itself is actually faulty. The quote, I want just one. I don't think anybody means it when they say they want just one. I think they want to start at one. If you want one, you want more. Everybody's set up, and we're all programmed to want more. You get something, you want more. It's competitive. It's capitalism. We were all born into it. That's how we feel. So you can't just say, well, I just want one Guardians World Series. No, it'd be nice to get one Guardians World Series. But 10 years after that, you're not going to be satisfied with just one Guardians World Series. We know that because we're not just satisfied with one Cavs championship. We're having this whole argument with LeBron. Why is that? So we have another championship. We're having this whole argument because either A, people want to win it without LeBron, or we want LeBron back because we want another championship. That's what we want. You wouldn't be happy with just one Super Bowl. It's just a nice start. You don't want just one. You want as many as you can before you have to do it. I don't want to be the White Sox, even though they won a World Series 20 years ago. Unless anybody can give me a reason why, please, 216-474-0092, as fit to be tied as I've been with the Guardians in these last few days, even though they've been winning now, as fit to be tied as I've been with Paul Dolan, I'd still rather be the Guardians over the last 20 years, and that includes no World Series.
So I'll even give you more data.
Please.
So the Guardians, over the last 20 years, since the year 2000, they have won 1,686 games. That's seventh most in Major League Baseball. The White Sox, 1,514 games. That's 25th. So
we've won 600 more games.
We have won that many more games in that time. That's incredible.
That is really good, actually.
So playoff games. All right, let's go to playoff games. The White Sox have won 14 playoff games in that time. The Guardians have won 26 in the last 20 years. So that includes their World Series run.
That matters.
Because it wouldn't even be close if we're not including that year. If you were to go 1 year later, it wouldn't even be close.
That matters.
So, you know, everybody tells me they just want one. That's all they want. They want the Dolans to go all out and win just one. They won't do it, so they criticize them, even though lots of teams try to win the World Series and obviously fall short. Hell, the Jacobs. How do you feel about the Jacobs ownership over the Cleveland Indians in the 90s? Pretty damn good, right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's some of the best times of my life, right? Mm-hmm. My formative years of sports growing up watching that team. They tried to win every year, right? They had some of the highest payrolls in baseball.
Yeah.
How many World Series they win?
None.
But they tried, right?
Yeah.
They definitely tried, but you know, obviously just trying and throwing money doesn't win you. But
you're not going to trip me into saying, well, I wish they just try because they've been trying and that would completely murder the rest of my argument.
So who would you rather be over the last 20 years? You'd have your World Series if you're the White Sox, but you'd probably just not watch baseball. You probably just would be done with the sport. So what position would you rather be in?
I'd rather be the Guardians.
I would too.
I don't think that there's a...
But we're going to get crushed.
Why?
We're going to get crushed.
Why?
Because we don't have a World Series. And the White Sox do. Even though it was 20 years ago.
The White Sox are the worst example you could possibly have. Like if you,
That's
if you,
why I'm using them.
It's best for this debate.
We got to put up the poll question. We got to put up the poll question in some sort. Meredith is back there, wants to put up a poll question about it. Because I would. I'd like to find out where people's heads are. Is it really just win one? Is that it? And again, you got to remind people, in that same time, the White Sox are 25th in games won, and the Guardians are 7th.
Please discuss it amongst yourselves real quick. I got to take care of something real quick.
Well, I don't know. Is there a disagreement here? There might not be a disagreement here with us.
There's not a disagreement. And when you bring up the Royals are a little different than the White Sox. It's been 10 years for the Royals,
yep.
Right? And they've at least bounced back, and they have, you know, one of the hottest young players in the game, Bobby Witt, right?
That's the one.
And that's where you go, oh, they not only did they win one, they were in it the year before, right?
Uh-huh.
They lost it the year before. So in the last 11 years, you've at least had the World Series twice. It's a little closer to me, not a Royals fan, but all of my cousins. They all live there. They all go to as many Guardians games as I go to, they go to Royals games, right?
But I could buy that, certainly, or Owen, 100%.
And so, that's one where I look at and it gives me a little pause.
And I got data for you. Would you like the data?
Oh, go ahead.
Data or data? What do you guys say?
Take that for data, I believe is the quote.
This is interesting because we said against the White Sox, since the year that they won the World Series, correct. Guardians had the seventh most wins in baseball. They had the 25th. The Royals, since their World Series win in 2015.
Yes.
Guardians, fourth most wins in baseball.
That's a lot.
The Royals, 25th.
I don't think anybody wants to be the White Sox over 216-474-0092. Somebody answer the phones, please. I don't think anybody wants to be the White Sox over the Guardians. You shouldn't want to be the White Sox over the Guardians. If you really want to be them, please go right on ahead and tell me. The Royals is the argument because, hey, you won a World Series. When did they win their World Series? 2015?
2015.
Okay, that's 10 years ago now. You won a World Series 10 years ago. You have paid Bobby Witt. All right? Now, I don't know exactly where else they're going. Where are they going? What are they going to do? How many more guys can they get in? Like, I try to pay a little bit of attention, but clearly you only pay attention to the Royals when they're playing the Guardians. Okay? Like, who are you going to get? I don't want to be anybody else, but if you were just talking about wanting to win championships.
Yeah, for the sake of the argument.
They've had their Jose Ramirez, too. Salvador Perez is their Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's been there forever. He hits.
Yeah. He's been a real good player. I don't want to say I'd rather be the Royals because I love the Guardians. But yeah, you'd probably rather be the Royals, wouldn't you? That's the argument. The White Sox are terrible.
But when
when
I tell you how few games
and
they won.
They won their 25th in wins.
Yeah,
and
they've been terrible every year.
I try to think, and I don't want to say I'm a bigger Guardians fan. Like, current, I go to more games than you guys do right now. I don't know that I could have taken 10 years of them being 25th in overall wins and still have gone to as many games as I've went to the last
I think a lot of people would have just given up.
Yeah.
They would have said, hey, I got my World Series, so that's cool.
Because I do like to lie to myself and say, I go for the ambiance and I go for the weather and all of that, and there's more to it than it's my patio. It's my summertime patio. But at the same time, it's a lot better when they go and win games while I'm also having a few. They've got an 8% drink over there right now.
But I'll
now.
Tell you this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you all about it off the air.
Oh, boy, you got the diesel going now, brother. Okay, can I say something else real quick? I'd rather be the Guardians than the Yankees, which that would be faulty logic. Yes, I'd rather be the Guardians than the Yankees. Let me tell you why, because I feel like unless I was born in New York, unless like it was Kenny Carman from Hempstead, Long Island, that's different.
Oh, really?
But if I'm Kenny Carman from Canton, Ohio, I'd much rather be a Guardians fan than the Yankees. Let me tell you why. I feel like it's too easy to be a Yankees fan. Way too easy. Like, when the Guardians win the World Series, it will have certainly been earned. But what's the thing I feel about when it comes to the Yankees? It's like, well, you can buy a championship, or you can buy yourself a chance at a championship.
They apparently can.
The Dodgers are the same thing. Mets are the same. Well, they hold their coach. They hold Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman to a higher standard. Like,
they haven't won since 2009.
The Mets have been the suffering fan base over there.
I'd say, what's the win total since then?
They're ahead of us.
It's where, okay, you're part of the gated community, but it feels like a bit of a cheat code. I would feel different if I were born in one of those cities. But what would you think? What do we say about Mitch? I mean, how much disrespect have we given Mitch over this past year and a half? Because he's a fake Yankee fan, and he could sit there and cry about it, whatever he wants to say, but he is a fake Yankee fan, and I don't want to hear anything else about it. And what's our immediate thought of disrespect? It's like, well, you're just picking and choosing who you can be happy with. You're not suffering along with the Guardians fans. Like, hardcore Royals fans, they did suffer. They went from greatness to terrible to one great moment again, and now they're going to put their hopes on Bobby Witt Jr. A White Sox fan, I'll at least give them that credit. They got to deal with Cubs fans all the time and then fake Cubs fans dropping in on them, and their team is horrible, and they play in one of the three biggest markets in professional sports. That would be even worse. I could give credit to a hardcore White Sox fan. Plus, their stadium, it looks like a giant cubicle. 216-474-0092, John and Wadsworth, hello.
Good morning, guys. This is a great discussion you guys are having.
Is it, John?
It is. Okay. You know, it is, because, I mean, the Guardians are the most frustrating team I can remember in my lifetime as a Cleveland fan. It's like, I mean, the problem is that the Dolans make no effort. They do just enough to not have that ballpark empty and be a 100-loss team, but other than that, they don't care. I mean, I looked it up last year, and forgive me if the numbers are a little bit off, but I wanted to see where we ranked in terms of payroll, because that's always the question. And we were like 28th last year, and if we would have increased payroll by 50%, which is, of course, huge, we still would have been in the bottom half at like 18th or 19th or something, and it still would have been less than $150 million. Could you imagine handing this front office another $50 million and saying, okay, go do something with it? I mean, we go to the World we're two, three games away from the World Series last year. They're cutting payroll. And I think the frustration is, we know how the story ends every season. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to the playoffs. We're not going to win a World Series. You know how it ends every year. It's the ultimate tease every season. And is it fun to get there? Yeah, but not when you know how it's going
to
end.
So you don't buy into the crapshoot of the playoff tournament in baseball?
I don't. I mean,
because we're always, no matter what, because the only reason I ask that, I'm sorry to interrupt, the only reason I ask that is because if you get into the World Series and you're playing the Dodgers, like, I mean, yeah, we could have $50 million payroll more than we do right now. We'd still be half of what the Dodgers are. Like, there's going to be a mismatch no matter what happens for 99% of baseball.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree with that. But I think the issue with us is that when we get to those positions, you hear the same things from every, the Guardians, well, they're going to be outmatched because they can't score any runs. And so you think, okay, well, if we had a couple more bats, if they would just do something, you wouldn't have that argument. Then we might have a chance. But we go in there, and you're just praying for that miracle instead of, okay, this is a little more realistic. Because they won't do anything. So, I mean, it is so frustrating. It's the weirdest thing, because I hate the Dolans with a passion, but I love the Guardians on the field. Like, I have the biggest sports man crush on Jose Ramirez. Like, I can't even tell you.
I'm really starting to like, and thank you, John, I'm really starting to like Angel Martinez, man. I'm really starting to like him.
Liked him for a while.
Yeah, man. Well, it's like,
there's something about him.
Last year, it was like, hey, I like Josh. Josh is my guy. And then they got rid of Josh. And now I have Angel Martinez. I'm like, you are blossoming to like my one of my favorites. Like, I just, I'm almost a kid again with Candy Maldonado.
He feels like a throwback to your childhood. At points,
yes. For that one season with the Candy Man. Let me get Josh on the road real quick. Josh, go.
Guys, what do we have to do to get over the hump here? We blew a 3-1 lead against the freaking Cubs.
When's
it our freaking turn?
Which would you rather be, the Guardians fan over the last 20 years or the White Sox fan?
I would rather be a Guardians fan until the day I die.
Well, there
but
you go.
My question is this. Why do we have to endure this? And it's like the previous caller said. We just keep getting teased over and over again. This has been my entire adult life. What do we have to freaking do as fans? We fill the seats, we show up, and what do we get?
Really? Okay, fine. How do I say this? I mean, if I just get left in the front seat of the car, at least I made it to the front seat of the car. Instead of one glorious night and then never again for the last 20 years, right?
Josh brings up a team. Would you rather be the Cubs or the Guardians over the last 10 years? Guardians have more wins.
I'd rather be the Guardians. Those fan bases.
They beat the Guardians.
I know, but the Dodgers. The Dodgers are approaching it, I think, in some ways, but they're still kind of like their own fans.
I'd rather be the Dodgers.
You'd rather be the Dodgers?
Yeah, they win a lot and spend a lot on their team.
Yeah, I don't think a Dodgers fan is just like a fly-by-night fan. Even though a lot of Lakers are probably fly-by-night fans, so they probably latch on to the Dodgers. They're probably getting to that level, but in the past, I'm like, no, a Dodger fan is a Dodger fan is a Dodger fan. Like a Yankee fan, I'm like, ah, you're a fake. You just want life easy for you. You just want everything handed to you. But with the other ones, it's like, no, you want to earn it. Cubs are a weird one over the last 20 years. Like you would watch Harry Carey and they're like the place would be kind of empty. No one wants to admit that. And then Lyman, when you and I would watch on WGN when you and I were little, right before the Indians games would start later on in the afternoon, like there'd be a smattering of full seats and empty seat games, things like that. But now it's like, it was the cool thing to be a Cubs fan for a while. And I don't think I want to be a part of that. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22. All right, stay there. We'll try to get to some of you guys. And are we looking at the dying days of Maction? There's another area school looking to jump ship and about last night on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, gentlemen, we'll start in college football. We got a news report that Ohio University, the Bobcats, have expressed interest in the Sun Belt Conference with preliminary discussions taking place over the last few weeks following Texas State's impending departure for the reconfigured Pac-12 conference. So you have Ohio considering looking nothing official, there's nothing in motion for it yet other than discussions, thoughts, feelings that the Bobcats want to go to the Fun Belt. They want to leave Maction for the Fun Belt.
Once you start talking, that's the beginning of it. And now they're talking. You've already had Northern Illinois move. I was worried about this because Northern Illinois has left the conference before. But I don't want to bog everybody down with Northern Illinois history, and I know Lima doesn't want me to either. So I have two prevailing thoughts about this altogether. First thought is, I hate this because I love the Mac and I love Maction. Second thing is, well, this may be a return for a lot of programs to go back to a place where they belong, the beginning of that process to send a lot of programs back to FCS. Because I think only the rich ones are going to go up, and I think that you really need to make a decision as a program. If the money just all ends up going to the Big Ten, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, the ACC, the Pac-12 maybe, and maybe one or two others, do you really want to sit there and go to the Boca Raton Bowl? Or do you want to get maybe $100,000 less? And because it's not very much money in the MAC anyway on their television deal. Do you want to get $100,000 or $200,000 less per team and go compete for something in the FCS? Could Akron and Kent be decent in the FCS?
I'm thinking, first of all, logistically, like what's been great about Ohio University and the MAC is that you have so many Clevelanders that go to Ohio University. When they come up here and play in the basketball tournament, they are one of the bigger draws, right? Clearly. When they're good. They're what do they call it? The Bricks, the War of the Bricks, or what is their rivalry with Miami called?
I have no clue.
It's Bricks are in there somewhere. But anyway, what if now that is that over? Is that
they throw bricks at each other? What is?
No, it's just the campuses have a lot of bricks on it, so they use it in their name. Those teams, they have been playing
Battle of the Bricks.
The Battle of the Bricks
seems to be so easy.
And how old is that rivalry?
137 years old.
It is.
That goes back to a time that I'm not seeing.
Okay,
right
so
first meeting 1908.
Okay, so
a long time ago.
These are storied programs.
Miami won 5-0.
There is tradition there, big time. Now,
that used to be five.
You know, down in Athens, every flight they go on, they gotta get to Columbus, then they gotta fly out, and now you're going to Louisiana Monroe. Just think about where these programs are spaced out all over the country.
That is on the
Troy,
far side.
Texas State.
You're having the same issue in FCS too, because you've got some schools in California that are now in the Atlantic Coast Conference. You've got some Pacific Coast schools that are now in the ACC. And the same thing with Oregon being in the Big Ten.
Those are giant programs.
But that's what he's saying. At that level, it makes sense because you're getting a much bigger payday than even what you would get in the Sun Belt. Now, I think the Sun Belt might be $1 million per school, if I'm not mistaken, but I might be way off on that. I'm not sure. But that's certainly a lot more than what you're going to get out of the MAC. If Northern Illinois can make it work, I think you would think that you would try to make it work. I mean, they do have App State there. Coastal Carolina ain't that far away. James Madison, where is that? In Harrisonburg, Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah. Marshall's kind of around that part, so it's not that far away, but I mean, you're talking Well, Texas State's going to the Pac-12, so, I mean, they're out. So.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, so you're not going to San Marcos.
Well, there's going to be a lot of shifting going on. I wonder what this means for the health of the Mid-American Conference, honestly.
Because
now you've had Northern Illinois leave, yeah. And if OU leaves, my God.
Well that's really where it starts to fall, because I would look at a place like Akron and Kent and go, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, and this report says that Ohio isn't the only university that has reached out to the Sun Belt. They're the only ones that have been named in this report. So Ohio has been named, but according to the report, there are other schools that have been inquiring with the Sun Belt.
I'm serious. I would love Akron, Kent, a few other schools. It's not the Horizon League. What is it? The Gateway that Youngstown State is in? Metro that Youngstown State is in? Get into that. See if you can run the table. Get into the playoffs someday. I mean, Idaho. Idaho was a terrible, terrible, terrible program. Now they're a playoff team in FCS. What's wrong with being a playoff team? What's the matter with competing and getting some local kids? Hello, you're in one of the smartest areas for high school football that you could find in Northeast Ohio. What's the matter with getting some local kids to want to play FCS for your program and going out competing against each other? And maybe getting to a playoff spot someday down the road. That's not hard, but that's not terrible to do.
Youngstown State, currently in the Missouri Valley.
Of course. I thought it started with an M.
All right, so we've got some other college football news. It's kind of along the same lines, but more so on the talks of money. So Deion Sanders spoke at Big 12 Media Day, and he is talking about wanting a salary cap in college football because he said, quote, it's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25 to $30 million to a freshman class. It's crazy. The team that pays the most is going to win. So he wants a salary cap, which in theory makes sense, but when you're talking about, say, your FBS schools versus your FCS, even in the FCS, a school like Ohio State has 66,000 students. And then you look at a school like Clemson, they have 29 or 30,000, something like that. Like Clemson is half the size of Ohio State. So how do you institute a fair salary cap for a school like Ohio State versus a smaller school? It's smaller than Ohio State, but a school that's smaller than that.
If we're really going to do this, you're going to have to create a governing body like this College Sports Commission they're trying to do, and actually enforce rules. You're going to have a rule where it's going to have to go back to the old SMU death penalty to have that threat that somebody would have to do it if you're going to have a cap sport. The other thing I would say to Deion, who I adore and admire and I love and everything.
Any of that.
Well, that's one. And two, name me a poor school that ever won a national championship.
I'd say this too. Ross Dellinger just had the report yesterday from Yahoo that we are now in the era of $50 million front-loaded rosters. Remember, what were we talking about Ohio State last year? How much were they?
20. Well,
the number kept getting thrown around 20, and I heard it was way more than that. But they, at some point, you know, they didn't want to sound crazy. $50 million. We're up to $50 million now. Look at what Texas A&M is doing. This is just going to go up. This is never going to be capped. Good luck enforcing any of this stuff.
All right, very quickly, baseball story. Juan Soto not named to the All-Star team for the first time since 2020. He was asked about it yesterday by John Heyman. This is what he had to say.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table about if I make it.
So the money that he's referring to is a $100,000 bonus that's in his contract if he makes the All-Star team. And a lot of Mets fans are really, really upset because they think he only cares about the money. And then when you look at the cost of his contract, it's he's getting $101 million this year from a front-loaded contract. So now Mets fans are angry because not only is he talking about the money, $100,000 seems like a drop in the bucket compared to the $121 million that he's gonna make this year.
Well, they care about the money.
I don't know, because they're New Yorkers. I don't know.
You pay Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year. They care about the money. The players care about the money. Don't be so stupid, Mets fans. That's beneath you. Come on. Grow up. He cares about the money. Yeah, they all care about the money. That's part of this. This is why you cuss them out on Twitter, because they're making more money.
He went to the Mets because of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is their payroll up to this year?
What's your problem again?
Are they in the 300s?
They're high. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but they're pretty high.
It's like the gross domestic product of a small country.
But there are like half a dozen teams going after Soto. He chose the Mets because of the contract and the money.
Cry me a river. Coming up at 8:22, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, how each one could win that starting job for week one. And I can't say a lot of things about a lot of athletes. There's one thing I know I really can't say. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.